Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Rivalry Week on The Fan.
Here's the snap on 2nd and 10. Pressure comes. Throw the screen. Pretty good one, too. Trying to get away. Jumping over a player to the 25-yard. Ball came out. The ball came out. Oregon has it. First down, Oregon.
As the Oregon State Beavers make their trip to Eugene for the Oregon Ducks.
I don't get anything out of it as a fan anymore. I know Oregon State doesn't want anything to do with the game anymore.
Not right now.
I borderline don't want to watch the game this year.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Dirt and Sprague. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
All right, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1. FM, The Fan, Odyssey app, YouTube, you just heard it all. That's where we're at. Joining us now to kick off the final hour. What do we got breaking news? What's our breaking news? That Lucy Burgess on the show?
Sprague, I'm so sorry. I had to go to the doctor this morning. They discovered something with my knee. I thought it was a quick visit. Oh. I now have to do an MRI. I will not be able to join the show today.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that memo. That's a bummer. No Lucy Burgess.
I just got the text.
That's okay. We're going to miss her, though. We'll get her picks.
I even put her in the I didn't have her in the tees, and I put her in the tees because Swag reminded me in the middle of my filming of the video that she was going to be on the show today.
Yeah, I saw the tees, and I'm like, yo, Lucy.
Dang, hey, Lucy.
Come on. What are we doing here?
I was trying to get his attention without any. Yeah.
And then I, you know.
Oh, you got it. It's the lights bright.
I know.
He's standing behind me doing a motion with his hands, and I'm like, I don't know what you're doing right now. Is there something I'm forgetting? Yeah.
And then, you know, hopefully it didn't look that bad on video, but you can go let me know if you want to go watch the show tease.
Well, I guess I'll change the subject. No Lucy Burge right out of the gate.
No Lucy Burge, unfortunately. We apologize to everybody involved.
We're going to have to hot route this bitch.
We will have to hot route
it. We hope it's nothing serious.
That's what I text. I said, what did you do?
Yeah, an MRI on the knee, huh? When's the last time you got an MRI?
When I got my knee surgery, I had to do one of those.
College knee surgery?
College knee surgery,
yeah. What was your last MRI?
I had one 4 or 5 years ago. I was wondering if I had like a stress fracture in my shin.
I remember that actually. That
when
injury.
I was
when you were running, were you back to running?
Yeah,
or were you...
when I was going through the weight loss,
the fat to skinny swag.
Yeah. A medium swag right now.
Yeah, you're back to kind of eating whatever you want.
Yeah,
and, not being,
and I
like,
need to stop
pounding almond rocas back in the
motivated,
kitchen.
Motivated, and so I'm
well,
just...
meringue came in with a cannoli from a great Italian restaurant.
So good,
it looked amazing.
It was so good,
and I said, "Dude, honest to God, thank you. Yeah. I cannot." And he kept pressing me and pressing me.
Take a bite.
And I was like, "No, I will eat this and not breathe." So I gave it to Swag because Swag's eating everything now.
Just if I offer it to you, you'll take
I'm,
a bite
I'm
of it unless it has
not
mayonnaise
to eat
on
as
it.
Much. But yeah, I'm medium swag.
You do remember though when he did the you did a campaign with somebody and
yeah.
I remember how like I was happy you lost weight. I think it's great when people are healthy and they lose weight and they eat
yeah.
right. You did kind of become skinny, annoying person though.
Yeah.
Like you were a little bit.
I was depriving
there's
myself.
There's a bread in there.
I can't eat that.
It has crust.
Like,
and I'd be like, dude, like,
right,
it's a bite.
You'll be okay.
Yeah.
You held firm for a long time.
You did.
You got to, I think in order to lose weight properly, this is as somebody who's never correctly done it, you got to kind of brainwash yourself.
You
well,
do.
There's a process.
You got to hardline it because there is a
you
slippery slope.
You have to
slope.
Get in the mentality, because it's not fun.
No.
Especially as you get older.
And
one, it's not easy the
right.
older you get.
Right.
And two, yeah, there's life going on and you want to enjoy
There's
things.
Days where you're lazy or you're tired and you're like, man. I don't want to, you know, like, you know what sounds good right now? A pizza sounds good right now. That's what I want to go order.
You know, it's just, it's one of those, like, you wouldn't ever touch a potato even. I think there is a balance here of, like, obviously you don't want to eat potato chips and candy and all that, but also, like, eating some potatoes for a meal isn't going to cost you your whole day's worth of work.
No. Mm-hmm.
I'd argue your body needs some of those carbohydrates.
Yep.
Yes.
It's got to manage it properly. So I support people that lose weight. I also would say sometimes people that lose weight, you're going a little hard.
Yeah.
You're going a little extreme.
A little too staunch. That's the tough part for the fats, though, is that once, like, it's such a slippery slope.
I know,
like,
I get it.
Not to use the drug analogy, but it's like if you go cold turkey for a while and then you hit a crack pipe, here's all of a sudden you're smoking crack again.
It's like Cookie Monster, dude, with the spoon and the lighter.
I've had so many times in my life where I'm like, let's stay healthy, let's eat. And you go like 2-3 weeks and you're feeling good, you're exercising.
Yeah.
And then you have a Tuesday where you didn't get much sleep and you're tired and you're like, you know what? Why don't I just get a pizza for tonight?
Or then you have a little weekend getaway.
And then the next day it's like, you know what? Yeah, I'll just cheat this weekend, and then that weekend turns into a week.
Right.
Next thing you know, it's been a month and you haven't worked out. You've been eating McDonald's twice a week.
Well, it was part of the thing I didn't like about when I was on Instagram. I'm off it right now, but like when I was on it and I followed The Rock, he had this like once a week where he's like, cheat meal, and it would be like 9 pancakes or it'd be an entire sushi buffet. And I'm like, there's no human that can eat all this food in a setting. And he would claim he did.
Yeah.
But I would also look at that and be like, dude, I understand wanting to have a rewarding meal every once in a while, right?
Sure.
You're on steroids.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You're clearly on steroids.
Allegedly.
You are not the beacon of what people should be doing here.
No,
you eat those banana walnut pancakes with that amount of syrup?
Right.
Everybody else not, allegedly, on steroids is going to fall off their health kick.
It would not go well for us.
Because it will turn into, oh my God, I can't stop.
That was so sweet. It was so good. That syrup was fantastic.
You become white from dodgeball. You're at the end eating fried chicken. And you're just like, it's a real slippery slope there. So I sometimes don't like it. But also, if we're just being honest here, and nobody else is hearing this, I tip my cap to people that are out there really honest to God working versus just relying on something to help get you there.
You mean like Ozempic?
No, Ozempic. Studies are good on Ozempic so far. The results
are still
great.
Good. They're still, there hasn't been a smoking gun there yet.
But I do know people that are relying just on that and doing nothing else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but let's go run.
Yeah, let's exercise while we're doing it.
Yeah, you need to
lift weights. Do I need to get on Ozempic? Does Dirt need to get an Ozempic endorsement?
What
do you get in Ozempic? Do you have to have a prescription for it?
I believe so.
You do?
I don't think it's very hard.
What is Ozempic for?
I think you can find a
because it wasn't originally for losing weight.
Wasn't
was it
diabetes or blood
like
sugar?
That.
I got to have the BDs in order to get it.
Let me
no,
double
not
check.
Now.
No, not anymore.
I'm
sure there's knockoff brands you can go buy now.
Here's the thing about you.
Yeah, what do you got?
I've always called you a fake fat.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel a lot skinnier.
It was for type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then people were the weight loss stuff.
That's good for people with diabetes, though, right?
Now you will never share your body weight. You have a weird thing about that. It's basically the equivalent of P. Harris saying he doesn't live in a $2.8 million home.
I mean, I haven't weighed myself in a long time. I'm north of 2 bills, but I haven't weighed myself. I don't
See, when you say
scale.
North of 2 bills, I'm thinking like 230, and I think you're more like a 204.
Okay.
You're barely above
200. Yeah, I don't know where I am. It's been a long time since I've weighed myself.
If you weighed 175 pounds.
I'd look really weird. You're kind of used to me at this point.
I wouldn't know what
me
to
Me losing
think
40
you.
Pounds would look really weird.
40 pounds would be a lot on you.
That'd be a lot. But I'm also small, so I probably should lose 40 pounds.
But you're not that small.
I'm pretty small.
Like Swag used to be Tyrannosaurus Rex. The water shakes
he did,
when he's walking to you about the clock.
I did lose 40 pounds.
He did, yeah.
Now, your height is pretty good. Your body type is
good.
Well, we all know muscle weighs more than fat, too, you know. So some of the weight in here is biceps and triceps.
Last time you lifted a weight.
Don't worry about it.
Cookie.
I'd say you lost weight last night from what you were
for
doing
sure,
on the porcelain.
I just keep doing that diet. Does that work? I think that's what Ozempic does to you, right? Doesn't it make you just crap your brains out for like 3 weeks? Don't you just poop every 5 minutes?
I don't. I can't speak to what Ozempic does or
no
does not
idea.
Do.
What, the possible side effect.
I am curious, though, the last time you lifted a weight.
It hasn't been that long. It's not, I'm not going like 5 years here.
That's just lifting Teddy Ballgame 85 times
a day.
Dude,
I'm carrying around a 30-pound bag of sand for half the day. So, yeah, to that point.
Dude, you're not wrong there, but I also have you doing Tony Little in your living room with the 5-pound weight.
Yes, 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 yes.
With my spandex
just
on and
punching a 5-pound weight forward.
It's probably been the last time I lifted a weight. It's probably been a month.
Who's the trainer?
Definitely what it sounds like.
The trainer and the Nutty Professor say, I'm skinny, Tony.
Like, what is he saying that?
You remember that in the Nutty Professor tapes he used to watch when he'd lose weight?
I'm skinny, Tony.
And then he would curl a candy bar into his mouth.
Yes, that's right.
I want to sneak in a couple more here, and this is a listener suggestion.
Okay.
Because we had to hot route this entire segment. We've talked about trying to lose weight because Lucy Burge couldn't come on the show.
Mm.
We do actually have three more left, so you know what? What the hell? I missed it yesterday. Let's do it.
Okay.
Mail sack question. What's your favorite cut of French fry?
Extended
Red Robin steak fries?
Yeah.
Shoestring?
Yeah.
Redheaded stepchild crinkle cut, etc. What is your favorite cut of French fry?
So that listener is suggesting the crinkle cut is the worst.
I'm assuming based on the text
That's a leading question.
That is the...
So of those three options?
I think it's just, there was an et cetera there at the end. Those are just the three. I don't know why those are the three that you came up with, but he said et cetera. So I just, what is your favorite cut?
How far are we extending out? I mean, are we going to like the wedges, like JoJo's? Or we can
JoJo's or JoJo's.
Okay. If you had to choose, like if you threw a JoJo in there though, would you take a JoJo over a French fry?
A curly fry is the answer here.
There's curly fries, there's waffle fries.
Waffle's my second. Curly's my first.
That's a good power. I agree with that.
And shoestring, like, would you say McDonald's is shoestring by definition? Or are you talking thinner than
that? I think that's got to be thinner to be a shoestring.
So McDonald's would be a traditional?
A traditional
French fry.
Then I'm going to go traditional shoestring.
I'm not a big shoestring guy.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a hot take to that listener who clearly hates the crinkle cut. I think steak fry is my least favorite.
Yeah.
They're too thick.
Because if
you want to be a JoJo, but you're too scared to be a JoJo. You're like, but I'm still a fry. You're like, nah, you've gained a little weight there, bud.
They don't have an
identity. You're more of a JoJo than you are a French
fry. The problem with steak fry is they don't stay crispy for very long.
No, and they're soft.
And then they get soggy.
Yeah, and then it's like, how did you, it's so bland because it's just a plain potato. It's like, yeah, but Red Robin puts all that seasoning salt on it. Like, yeah, it's a JoJo.
Where does the sweet potato fry fall into this category? I'm a big sweet potato fry guy.
Yeah. I feel like it's a separate thing because of the health benefit. So okay. I'm with you.
It's like a healthy fry. I'll do it. That's one of the healthy things that I'm down with. I'll eat a lot of sweet potato. I love sweet potatoes.
I can take her, leave or take it.
Okay. Not sweet potato guy?
I love crinkle fries. I don't know what the issue is with the crinkle
fries. Your big crinkle guy over there?
Because you get it in all the, you know, the nooks and crannies, it holds on to more.
That's a
ketchup
good point.
Or sauce
the
or whatever you want.
Canyons inside of it.
I think if you
the
crevices.
Yeah.
Crevices.
Love ketchup in my crevice.
Now here's my only pushback to you on the crinkle cut.
Yes.
I like a good crinkle cut. The only redeeming quality of the White Castle in Vegas was the crinkle cut fry.
There you go.
The burger was
that was so bad. Oh, that's one of the worst food experiences I've ever had in my life.
I'm 100%.
It was that bad. I'm surprised. Talk about food poisoning. I'm surprised we didn't get it that day. Felt like we were going to.
It didn't look right, I'll tell you that much. my memory though of crinkle cut is elementary school and they always sucked.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so unfortunately for the crinkle cut, the memory flashbacks childhood Sprague.
Elementary school fries are always terrible.
Yeah, it was like
the idea of the fry that gets you excited and then you try the fry and you're like,
and they
this
were always yeah, it's
bad.
Like they weren't fried.
No.
Dude, like, I felt like it wasn't cooked all the way. I felt like I was
something.
Eating a raw potato half the time.
This is a little too crunchy here. Yeah.
Every kid that went and dumped the tray. The burger's gone. The chicken sandwich is gone. Do you know what was still in there?
Fries.
The fries were good. They'd be gone.
Let's see what else we got here. Mail sack question. Two more quick ones. Has Dirt realized he's probably 4 years away from being able to golf every day again after work when Teddy will be in school? But if he waits for that second child, the clock starts all over again. I'm very aware of that. Very aware.
Yeah, you are really close to getting it back, and then you're instantly going to throw it all away because of societal pressure. Got to have two of them.
We only had one.
One's
plenty.
That's not a conversation.
You got a boy. The name will carry on.
Wait till you get a Susan.
No comment.
Dad, can I spend more of your money?
Sure, I'm already broke. Max it out, Susan.
The finish line is right
there. Are we sticking with the names that start with T if we have another one?
Oh, are you that family?
Are we doing Teresa?
No, we will not be that family.
Teresa.
A little Teddy. Tina.
Tatiana.
Tina.
A little Tina Teddy thing?
Tina Teddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not a T thing.
Okay.
Last one here, Millsack. Might be a loaded question. Where do you see college football in 10 years? 2014 playoff, back to the way it was? An example I see is the Big Ten and SEC expanding to 20 teams and breaking off to a new Division One.
Well, that's depressing.
What do you mean breaking off? Like, the idea of them doing their own thing, I don't think will ever happen. And I've been staunch on that take. Maybe I end up being wrong on
it. They'll expand the playoff.
They're going to try and go get more teams. But I think part of that is because the Big Ten TV deal right now sucks. Like, we were talking about this off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Week two, the game that CBS chose was Oregon and Oklahoma State. Like, they didn't have that. They're a Big Ten TV partner. That was one of the games that they had to choose from. Now it's two Power Four teams. So you're like, all right, Oregon and Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was terrible. Like, CBS is getting the short end of the stick. There's a lot of weekends. The big nooner this past weekend was Oregon Northwestern. That was the best one they had to choose from. So they need a better inventory. They're going to add, and they're going to look to expand. But no, I don't think it'll ever go back to the way it was.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of takes when all this stuff started changing with USC and UCLA and Texas and Oklahoma, and some of the stuff ended up being right. One of them that I don't think is right, and I'm more with you now, is the Big Ten SEC peel off. Now, do they peel teams off of conferences is a different conversation. Like Clemson, North Carolina going to the SEC. Maybe. There's a lot of buzz about it. They want the North Carolina basketball program in the SEC, which is a powerhouse. And why would you not want a Clemson, for example? I mean, where is it at? I think it kind of... I almost wonder if it morphs back to what it was. Now, I'm not suggesting the Pac-12 and Oregon and Washington, all of them are going to be back in it. I just wonder if geographically we align things that make more logistical sense. And then get to the expanded playoff, whatever that number may be. And you may not like that number, but like yesterday, I caught most of the first hour of Isaac and Souk, and I thought they were diving into some real good stuff with the Civil War and the future of it. I was grossly misquoted by Sukanik, which I love my guy.
What'd you say?
Well,
what did he say you said?
Well, he basically was saying that I was saying the sport was broken and just because of Oregon State. And that's not at all the case. Like, I've been very honest about Oregon State and where I think they are in that world. I think two things are true. I think the sport has never been more popular and great, while also acknowledging they have a lot of things that are broken about it.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's about trying to maybe improve, change things that make sense. Like Dan Lanning talking about the future of the Civil War. It's not even so much to him about the history of it. Like Bryce Betcher's there for that. It's about having a game he can bust to or have the team bust to him and not have to go to Maryland.
Yeah.
And, you know, the power shift dynamic there that's grown even more so in the last couple years with the NIL, that's a win for them. And almost every year they're going to go into that game, that's an automatic dub for them. You want that. Now, I don't think Oregon State should view it that way. I think she should abandon it, but I totally understand where they're going with it. And so I think it's more that element. Playoff expansion, and then say, should we be playing Stanford and Cal more often? You know what I mean? Should we make sure Washington, Oregon, et cetera, plays USC, UCLA every year just because all the travel we're having? Minnesota played at Cal last weekend at 7:45 at night.
Yeah, it's 10:30 local kick. Michigan State's doing it this weekend for an 11 p.m. kick for Michigan State time. They're playing at 8 p.m. on the West Coast.
Did you see randomly they had shouted out like 200 people that live in Thailand that are Michigan State alums that are actually jacked about it because of the time zone difference?
I did not see that because it kicks off like first thing in the morning,
in
Sunday
the morning,
morning
for
or something.
Thailand.
Like, hey, this is great.
There's Michigan State alums that'll wake up and they'll get a little big nooner action with Michigan State and USC. So I think it more gravitates towards that with the expansion of the playoff.
There you go. A little leftover sack, an additional sack for you because Lucy Burge couldn't go today, and that's okay. Hopefully next Wednesday she'll be back and better than ever. Let's get to Statter Story next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, Stat or Story time on a Wednesday at 9:15 or slightly thereafter. Here we are, Stat or Story. I would like to go first. Is that okay? I feel good about my number this week. Feel like I've done solid.
Who's going to step in front of you and say, no, how dare you? Go
get
first.
Out of my way.
Okay.
I'm elbowing you out of the way.
Okay.
34 is your number.
Karl Malone elbow. Here we go.
34.
All right.
34. Is it the age of a man in, let me make sure I get the area right, Prince George, British Columbia, who was arrested for driving a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep down a main road in Canada to get a Slurpee when he was incredibly inebriated?
I was going to say, that sounds like somebody lost a bet.
At least in a bike lane?
No, he was not.
Because I don't know if I would be upset at his adult
commuting that way.
He was not, and that's why he got pulled over. 34. Was he 34 years old? Or is it the number of starts in Jalen Hurts' career that he has thrown for fewer than 200 yards?
Stat. I think the guy was older in
Canada. Too. I have like a 53-year-old doing this.
You go 53?
Yeah, that's my guess. 53.
Let's see if your dirt logic worked out
for you. What's
your
number? What's your guess?
What's your guess for the age?
45.
Okay. You're both right, and your logic is correct, although not quite that old. He is 38.
Okay.
His name is Casper Lincoln. This is on September 5th. He was rolling down 15th Avenue in Prince George, British Columbia, in the pint-sized vehicle. As his friend walked beside him, he was hammered and he was lazy. And he was like, I don't feel like walking, but I really want a Slurpee. So he borrowed the toy car, you know, one of those little pink, but you all know what they look like, from his roommate's kid to go get the Slurpee. Again, because he was lazy, he said, I'd never driven it before. He said while laughing as he's getting interviewed. And then halfway down the road, he got pulled over. He said, I was using the hand signals and everything. And he asked the officer, you're really arresting me for driving a kid's Jeep? The officer told him, you know, you're going, even though you're going 3 miles per hour, you're operating a vehicle. But also upon pulling him over for driving that, they realized that his driver's license was suspended.
Yeah.
And then he took multiple breathalyzers and obviously did not pass either of them. He's had a good sense of humor about it. He's fighting the ticket.
Okay.
It's now gone viral. I don't know how you're going to fight that. He said the officer was actually really nice. He was filling out all the paperwork saying, this is my first time. And his advice to the media was don't drink and drive.
It'd be funny if he showed up in the pink car and parked in a parking spot and got out and hit an alarm.
Just imagine going 3 miles an hour, getting stuck in traffic behind this guy. And yes, Jalen Hurts, 34 starts in his career, sub 200 passing yards.
Now, look, I know we went long and last and we're already against it. There is something to be said. Look, this is safety, right? We have a problem with this. Pull the guy over.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a knock. But, like, quite literally, there was a kid at my open gym I watched over last week that was trying to go home, and he had one of these automatic bikes.
Okay.
It looked like a dirt bike. And when he took forever to get his light to work, right? I go, how fast does this go? 15? 25? 45, 60, depending on downhill.
What?
He goes,
how old is this kid?
This kid is a middle schooler. And I go,
what?
And he lives by the school. And I go, what? He goes, yeah, I'm selling it this weekend, and I'm buying another one for 2.6, and it goes about 70 if I can hit it right. And I'm just at a point now, like, I'm jealous of these scooters these kids have. I live in an area where all these ritzy kids have every new electronical device, but
scooters everywhere.
Dude, these kids are driving bikes now that are motorcycles, and they're on the road half the time.
Yeah, that's a car. I mean, that's a vehicle. That's not a... These little things go 3 miles an hour. You can't turbocharge them more than that. It's a toy. That's not a toy.
And we're just all okay with this, and they just go in the middle of the road.
Never in a million years would I let my kid drive something like that. Never, because I know myself as a 12-year-old, and that doesn't end well, and you're not going anywhere near something like that.
These are dirt bikes, man, and I'm just like, wow, that's street legal. Okay. I'll go next.
Okay.
Your number is... Sorry. Had to delete mail sack stuff. 37.
37.
Number's 37. Is it the age of Robert Redford, R.I.P., when he was Bob Woodward in All the President's Men?
upon its release.
I missed that yesterday. Robert Redford died.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm watching Sneakers tonight.
Nice.
You never seen Sneakers?
No, you have?
I have.
It's one of the Redford movies that I flew into the radar.
He's got a lot of them over the years.
Or 37. Is it the longest rush by an OSU player last year versus Oregon in the Civil War?
I'm going to lean on you for this one, Swag. Do you remember the Rob? I mean, that was obviously before my time. I've seen the movie. All the President's Men is a great movie. 70s.
I'm going to say Story.
You got to go Story.
Sounds
on that?
About right.
Okay.
He might have been a
What was the
little?
Heist movie called? Was it just called The Heist with him and...
No, The Sting.
The Sting. Thank you. That's another great underrated movie if you haven't seen it.
He might have been a little younger, but I think that's right there.
All right, you're older than me. I'll lean on you here. Let's go Story. Double dip the chip.
Unfortunately for you, the number was a stat. Javonte McCoy had the longest run for OSU of 37 yards. OSU ran for a total of 131 yards on the day. Robert Redford was 39.
Oh, he was older.
When All the President's Men was released, he was turning 40 that year. But yeah, he was 39 when he played Bob.
Well, Bob Woodward?
When he came out, Bob Woodward.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of those. I remember, you know, hearing the stuff about The Natural and what they had to do in his age when they filmed it, because he's got those scenes early in The Natural where they're trying to make him look like a teenager, basically.
Yeah.
You know, traveling the train and all the different hoops that they had to jump through and makeup and lighting just to try and make him look a little
bit
younger.
Wasn't he, like, pushing 50?
He was old when that came out,
I mean, he looks old in the movie.
Yeah, he does look
old. They were a little too behind the times, you know, like Benjamin Button, when they can make Brad Pitt look how they look.
Yes, we don't quite have that ability anymore.
Now, I want to ask you quickly on Robert Redford here, Swag.
I never saw the first Great Gatsby.
I was literally going to ask you. He did Gatsby in the 70s. There's too many Gatsbys
now. There's too many Gatsbys.
Where does his rank?
I didn't see his Gatsby.
Well, you never saw that one,
A lot of people think it was the best one, but I don't know if that's true.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
A Bridge Too Far is a great movie, too.
Your final number, 1,097. Is it the total number of passing yards for Josh Allen on Thursday night games in his career?
Poor Dolphins.
God.
What's a dead dolphin sound like?
Or is it the median ticket price of the number one concert tour this past summer, Lady Gaga's tour?
That cannot.
That was the number one tour this summer. Wasn't Taylor Swift on tour all summer?
According to a ranking put together by Game Time.
Now, can I play something for you? He brought up Josh Allen, who's playing the Dolphins Thursday.
Yes.
You missed this, and I have to play it. It's 10 seconds. This was Mike McDaniel at his press conference Monday.
Oh, I heard this.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game, honestly. And that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. To win games, you have to win the game.
It's going to get bad.
To win games, you got to win the game. I also love their quarterback coming on saying, I can't do half the stuff Josh Allen does.
I'm going to say stat. I'm going to play the game here.
What's the number again? Give me the number one more time.
1,097.
That's the median price of a ticket?
Median price of a ticket.
That seems crazy.
I mean, you got to think, when did Allen become a starter? 2018 his first year?
Around there.
Around then. So you're going on 7 years, probably at least one Thursday night football game a year.
Now, is she touring in stadiums or is she going smaller venues? Because that changes the equation here. If it's smaller venues, that's the medium. But if it's a stadium, that seems insane.
Lady Gaga's still that big? Maybe I'm out of touch. I know she's a big deal, but $1,000 a ticket? Big?
She's rumored to be in the running for one of the halftime shows.
Rob. We all know it's going to be Taylor Swift, don't we? I mean, we all know it's going to be Taylor Swift, right? I'm going to go stat, too. Give me stat. The suspense was killing me.
Sorry, I was on the wrong page.
That's all right.
Josh Allen, 7-0 starting on Thursday night, and he has thrown for 1,727 yards total in those games.
Yeah, we shortchange him a little bit. Anybody laying the big wood tomorrow night?
Yes.
Yeah.
First spring in the line? Are you going to spring the line early Thursday night game?
I don't noodle on it.
11.5, big line. But
that feels like a rollover game, and we want the guy fired. And
last week was a much better week for the big spreads. The Lions, about a touchdown hit.
I told you about the Ravens.
The Browns.
Ravens respond.
Who was the other one? There was one owner, the one in there, too.
Lady Gaga, 1,097 top 10 concert tours of 2025 based on median ticket price. Coldplay, 1,031.
What?
Gracie Abrams, 988. What?
You keep crapping on Coldplay, dude.
I mean, I just, that's
Beyonce,
a lot for the median price?
Beyonce, 954.
I guess the follow-up I would have is, like, how much does the VIP experience ticket balance out the median price of, like, is somebody buying a $10,000 package
versus
and then so many people are getting in for $100.
Coming in ninth, this one's for Dirt, Oasis with $856.
Dude,
$856.
I mean, Oasis.
You know what's funny is the day you mentioned them,
you not knowing Oasis is still blown my mind. You have to like the music. That was a moment in the 90s, dude.
They were at the Rose Bowl the day after you had brought them
up. They probably
on the
sold
show.
It out. It was probably a pretty big deal.
Bruins were jealous.
Don't go down in anger, man. Good Saturday story. Well done, everybody.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank
I like that this week. That was
solid.
That was solid.
That was fun.
It's all about the friends we made along the way. Am I right? Let's get to... we'll see. It's going to be a short segment. Like, we kind of screwed ourselves in the final hour, but
it's
that's okay.
Okay.
Let's dive back into a couple other NFL nuggies. Do we like the Bills laying the big wood tomorrow night? Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Should be noted too, like,
yeah,
I love college football season because you get message boards and rumors and
oh yeah,
you get people texting in. Have you guys heard this? Have you heard the rumor?
I had people texting in yesterday about an injury, and I'm like, I'm not commenting on stuff like this. Nobody.
Well,
has
sometimes
any
it
clue.
Ends up being true, right? Like I remember the week of the Ohio State game last year for Oregon. It was Jordan Birch. Remember that was the rumor out of practice. Jordan Birch got hurt the week of the game. I was like, oh god, here we go. And it ended up being true. So sometimes they are valid. Like it's not always wrong.
Well, so are conspiracy theories. Most of the time they're wrong. But
you
man,
keep throwing
when they
them out.
Hit,
yeah. I should just be noted, based on everything that we've heard, DeCorian Moore is okay. There's a rumor out there that DeCorian Moore is hurt, and we're just, that's not what we're hearing. So just one, I don't know if we'll play this weekend, but that could also be a thing of like,
do you need him?
Do you need him?
What if they
Which
play?
Which the answer would be no.
What if like Moga plays and.
Novosad hasn't played in back-to-back weeks, too.
Dude, I don't.
That's an odd one.
Yeah.
They're saying he's banged up. They're saying it's a lat injury. But he's missed.
That's true.
I'm not. Yeah, it very well could be.
Also,
I mean, he's gone. We all know he's gone, right? He's gone. Yeah, he's not hanging around.
Yeah,
which he shouldn't, because you should go play. He's already in his third year in college.
Like, but JKS is going to be your quarterback next year.
You're running out of time. Oh, that would be kind of a funny turn of events, wouldn't it?
It'd be very Oregon.
He becomes
Dante
the new Dante,
yeah.
The double dip Dante
they
Moore.
They just keep Dante Moore.
Dante Moore goes to the top 10 in the NFL draft, and they bring JKS back for next year, who looks awesome.
Probably the worst possible time to bring this up, because I actually think it's worthy of a segment. I mean, you gotta kind of ask yourself out loud, like, everybody wants to say we got the shiny thing that people brag about. Are you better served in college football right now to go get the five-star kid and make him the starter true freshman, or actively recruit, make a good relationship, and hope it fizzles and you hit him in the portal?
Because I mean, right both. Now, I would say, but I mean, I think you want option number one if you can, but also the smart coaching staffs are the ones that acknowledge, like, there are things that blow up left and right. Like, there's already a player that I know Oregon's going to go after and probably will end up in an Oregon uniform, and that's Lincoln Kier. And if that name doesn't ring a bell, mm-hmm. He was a number one tight end of the country coming out of high school last year. He was from Kansas.
Kid,
he decided
right?
to stay at home at the last second there and stuck go. With Kansas State. How has Kansas State season gone?
Well, how's it gone for Lagway at Florida?
Well, I know
he's
what I'm
a
saying,
freshman,
like,
but like
you keep the relationship strong because these things hit the side of a mountain, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, I'm looking for a new home. hey, remember me? Remember that great relationship we had? Like, this is what happened with Dante Moore at UCLA. It went terrible. He got benched. He shouldn't have played as a true freshman, but they were desperate. Chip Kelly bounces. He hits the portal, and it's like, yeah, he's going back to a place that he knows.
I just know, and you also need him to sit and say, I'll sit and
learn. You need him to be willing to do that, yes.
But, like, Jackson Arnold's making his return to Oklahoma this weekend as the Auburn quarterback. I can use just a handful. You can counter multiple examples where it's worked.
Yeah, the guy hits.
As a media / diehard college football fan, I'm just at a point now where it's a flip of a coin on these 5-star kids.
Oh, without a doubt, dude. The quarterbacks from Dante Moore's class, that graphic goes viral. It was Arch Manning was number one.
And you're not feeling great today about it, and I don't
you're
think Sark is.
Horrible if you're a Texas fan right now. I would be terrified if I was a Texas fan. He legitimately, like,
I know.
We're not there yet.
No, but if they get housed in the Red River or he throws some picks
yes.
and it's a you sweat it out and you lose game.
We are encroaching on Markelle Fultz territory, and I genuinely believe that.
Well,
he doesn't look like he knows how to throw a football half the time. It's not just that he's
been
bad.
Great, yeah.
The mechanics, and you pointed this out for the first game of the season.
It stood out.
It's like, why is he throwing side? What is this? What?
Sidearm.
Like, slinging it like Uncle Rico. What? No, like. Dude, you have been coached by the greatest quarterback family that has ever graced this earth since you were old enough to walk. That's not how they taught you to throw.
I know.
He is dealing with the yips. Wow. He's terrified. He's in his own head. And he can't throw a football right now. And this might hit the side of a mountain real quick. But that quarterback class was Arch. It was Nico. It was, I want to say, Malachi Nelson was in that class, who's now at UTEP. Dante Moore was one of them. And there's one other guy that I'm forgetting. But the point being, Arch has been off to a substandard start. Nico's been horrible at UCLA. Malachi Nelson, we don't need to revisit that. He's transferred 3 times already. And then I can't remember who the other one was, but he's another example of a guy. Like, these were the 5 best quarterbacks in the class that year. And it was not very good.
I think because of how difficult, pressure-packed, and nuanced the position is, all I'm saying is, like, do you want the 5-star number one kid? Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Oh, you take the chance. If you can get him, you absolutely take it.
But my point is also, like, most of these kids just in no way look ready.
No.
And it's not like that shouldn't be surprising to say out loud, but it also sways how you view some of them, right? Like, Lagway had some moments as a true freshman. We acted like he had a full season of it. Then he comes in and you can say maybe it's the coach, it's the system. I don't know, man. Yeah, but also I watched him throw into triple teams. Like, he threw bad interceptions on Saturday against LSU. I just, the quarterback position being as important as it is, but also, like, the resources being spent on it, are teams finding more reward for their money getting the experienced guy?
I think far more that.
Versus, yeah. Like, here's a bag, true freshman, and Underwood might be the outlier of this, but.
Sure. Or maybe it's Raiola who pops this year and he's the guy. Maybe he takes
another very
step.
Meh. Yes. Freshman season, 5-star can't miss. I'm Patrick Mahomes Jr. kid.
Yes.
And he wasn't amazing. So I just think it's worthy of conversation of how do you team build in this era, right? The NIL balance of recruiting at high school and then the true freshman 5-star kid can't miss prospect. Oh my God, he missed.
The funny thing is, so I pulled up that quarterback class and then we'll go wrap it up here. You can argue some of the best guys in that class were ranked in the back half of the teens. Lenora Sellers was number 18.
And he's been good with flashes,
this
but also
their
offense has not been great.
Marcel Reed was the 20th ranked quarterback coming out of high school that year, and okay. Sam Levitt out of West Linn was the 21st ranked quarterback. Your top 10, you ready for these names? Arch was number 1.
Okay.
Nico was number 2. Mm-hmm. Dante Moore, number 3. The name I was forgetting, who maybe, again, is a resurgence guy this year, is Jackson Arnold was number 4. Mm-hmm. Number 5 was Malachi Nelson, who went to USC and then Boise State and is now at UTEP.
Okay.
Chris Vezina, who is at Clemson, I believe still there waiting his turn.
Okay.
Jaden Rashada was number 7.
Yikes.
Sacramento State.
Yep.
Eli Holstein, 8. These guys
Where's
are only third
kid?
Year in college. He committed to Alabama. I don't know if he's still there. Avery Johnson, Kansas State, 9.
Spurs legend.
And Austin Novus at 10. Those are your 10 top quarterbacks.
Dante's
in the,
best one in that. Right now, right?
Of those 10? Yeah. I mean, I would take him over any of the other guys right now.
Well, at least
sure.
with the system and everything else. Yeah. He's the one producing the best.
So, yeah, it's an interesting theory on how you build teams and all that stuff. Doesn't sound like DeCorey Moore's hurt. End of the story. Let's close it up on a Wednesday next on The Fam. All right, welcome back in. Somebody said Dirt's jumping the shark with the Arch Markel Fultz comp.
Yeah, a little
late,
bit.
But then he adds late career, bit. Or she, or they, add late career Chuck Knobloch maybe. Rick Ankiel, yes, but Markel not that broken. To which I would follow up, didn't that end Chuck Knobloch's career?
I think he
Did he refind his way?
He became a Yankee, right?
Weren't the Yips a Yankee? Am I misremembering? Chuck Knobloch's
Yips? I thought it was
Yips?
With the Twinkies, was it but the am Twins I wrong?
Swigard, little help here?
He's talking to the
Chuck Knobloch Yips.
Man. When did the Knobloch Yips happen?
And did he overcome the Yips?
I think he did.
I think he was a Yankee when he overcame
it. It was a Yankee
him.
When he did it.
He was
I think
a Yankee
it was in the
mid-90s. When he had the Yips?
Yes.
He was a Yankee, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Chuck Knobloch, yeah. A Yankee in your brain or a twin?
God, I want to say twin just for the pride of not giving the Yankees credit
know,
there.
I know, another player.
But I think of the Yankees first.
Really?
I do, yeah. Mm. And also Rick Ankiel, like he became a pitcher. Like he couldn't. Like,
he became an outfielder.
He became an outfielder, yeah. Vice versa.
Well, here's my thing.
Markelle
on
Fultz,
it.
Like, to be fair to Markelle Fultz, he was not number one pick worthy. He had a 4-year stretch where he averaged double digits in Orlando.
Yeah, a little bit
like,
of a resurgence.
He had a
himself,
career.
Yeah.
He's hung around in the NBA.
Here's my thing. I think you are maybe getting ahead of it. But, man, if once they get past this next game...
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
and he does this against Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, how are we not all saying the same thing out loud?
That's going to be one of the most talked about games going into that weekend, especially if Oklahoma wins this weekend against Auburn and they're still undefeated and you got a top 10 Red River rivalry shootout. And now all the eyes and all the pressure and all the attention, if he comes out throwing it sidearm, short hopping, guys... Yeah, dude. Don't tell me his offensive line hasn't been great, and his receivers need to, help him out. Like, sure, everybody needs help, but this guy's the number one player. He's supposed to be the number one player in the country. Yeah. They might derail their entire season.
Swag told me, at least to be fair, that Feinbaum has kind of walked it back and said, hey,
he has.
Probably got ahead of myself there.
Just a hair. What do you think, Paul? Just a hair.
Just a hair.
What are we watching tonight? WNBA playoffs.
I'll dabble in that
watching
a little bit.
Watching the Dub playoffs tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Mariners get 11 in a row.
I'll have to check the box score. I don't root. I don't have root.
Does the dumper dump again? Does he dump another long ball tonight?
I think the dumper does it tonight.
Oh. Does he get to 60?
They get the Rockies for three before the Dodgers. So if he gets another one out there and he only needs three, I think he gets to 60.
Okay. There you go. Good little show. If you miss any of it, go check the podcast. 1051thefan.com. At Durton Sprague and at 1051thefan on Twitter. Bill Connolly was our guest today. Tomorrow will be a Josh Pate Thursday.
I'm contemplating another college football guest who he's going to be on the play-by-play of a massive game.
Oh, we got Jake Butt confirmed for Friday. He's going to be on the call of the Oregon game.
More Butt Friday.
We got a Butt on a Friday. Yeah. That'll be fun. That will do it for us, folks. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. Like the video, subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you haven't done so yet. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harris and Marang is next. Listen to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.